Why are Australian, British judges leaving Hong Kong's top court? Hong Kong's leadership has been forced, in recent days, to explain the departure of multiple foreign judges from the city's top court, the latest being former Australian Chief Justice Robert French. The former British colony appoints both local and overseas judges to its highest court, a distinctive arrangement that sets it apart from the opaque legal system of mainland China. This unique structure was established during the 1997 handover from British to Chinese rule. Foreign judges, some of the most senior legal figures from Commonwealth countries like the United Kingdom, Canada, and Australia, have long been regarded as symbols of Hong Kong's commitment to the rule of law, a principle vital to its reputation as a global financial hub. However, the court is now undergoing a steady exodus with only 5 overseas non-permanent judges remaining on the bench, a 25-year low. What's been happening in Hong Kong's top court? Former High Court Chief Justice French, 78, is the latest to resign from Hong Kong's Court of Final Appeal on April 11th. French's term was originally set to end in May 2026, following a 3-year extension in 2023. He is the 6th foreign judge to leave the court after the Chinese Communist Party imposed a controversial national security law on the former British colony in 2020, bringing the total number of foreign justices down from 13 to 5. Last year, 2 British judges, Jonathan Sumption and Lawrence Collins, announced their resignation in June, days after 14 pro-democracy lawmakers and activists were convicted of conspiracy to commit subversion. Hong Kong, once a vibrant and politically diverse community, is slowly becoming a totalitarian state, Justice Sumption wrote in a critical piece in the Financial Times. The rule of law is profoundly compromised in any area about which the government feels strongly. Beijing's law grants authorities broad powers to suppress free speech and punish acts deemed secessionist, subversive, or in collusion with foreign forces. The remaining judges include Australians James Alsop, Patrick Keane, and William Gummo, as well as the UK's Lord Leonard Hoffman and Lord David Neuberger. What did French say? Despite resigning, French expressed his respect for Hong Kong and the integrity and independence of the remaining foreign judges. I reject the proposition that they are somehow complicit in the application of national security laws by the executive, or that they confer any spurious legitimacy upon them, he said in response to media inquiries. However, he did observe that the role of the non-permanent justices on the Court of Final Appeal has become increasingly anachronistic and arguably cosmetic, but noted there was still a role for foreign judges to serve on the International Commercial Court in Hong Kong. Hong Kong's official response. In a statement, a Hong Kong government spokesperson expressed regret at French's resignation. The Tsar government was grateful that Mr. Justice French, in his resignation letter to the chief executive, expressed great respect for the judicial officers of the Tsar as well as for their independence and integrity, and that he felt honored to have worked with them, reads the statement. While on June 16th, Secretary for Justice Paul Lam said the court maintained a high level of reputation. Lam was critical of Western media's coverage of Hong Kong, claiming they were not comprehensive and sometimes inaccurate. There are newly appointed judges willing to join. Would you say the system is useless? He told media in Cantonese. It doesn't depend on having 1 or 2 more or fewer. What matters is who comes and whether they have a high level of reputation. Some say there's little reason for judges to stay. There have long been appeals for Australian judges to withdraw from serving on Hong Kong's top court, arguing that their continued presence lends legitimacy to Hong Kong's compromised legal system. An argument in favor of overseas judges staying on the court is that they could curb the erosion of civil liberties, wrote Hugh Piper, a former strategic policy advisor at the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, in The Strategist. However, they can be effectively excluded from hearing any cases involving the national security law, and, in any respect, overseas judges have little capacity to exert meaningful influence alone, given that each case is heard by a panel of 5 justices, 4 of whom are local to Hong Kong. What a former legislator thinks. Former legislator Ted Hui, now living in exile in South Australia, said French's official response was diplomatic. He wants to show respect to the system he served and not embarrass his Australian colleagues who are still on the bench, we told the Epoch Times. It's not that he didn't speak out. It's that he couldn't. But the reality is, he had been in the HK Court of Final Appeal long enough to know that politically sensitive NSL cases would never be assigned to foreign judges like him. Even in the lower-profile protest cases he did sit on, the space to make a real impact, like issuing dissents, defending rights, or challenging abusive prosecutions, simply was not there, Hui said. So when he says the role of foreign judges has become anachronistic and arguably cosmetic, it's a carefully chosen but damning truth. Foreign judges are now just symbolic, used to maintain the illusion of judicial independence in a system increasingly serving Beijing's political agenda. Hui is the target of an official $1 million Hong Kong bounty from HK authorities and faces multiple charges related to his participation in the 2019 pro-democracy protests. He has since pursued a legal career in Adelaide and was later admitted to the Supreme Court of South Australia in 2023.